When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
I am a kraken from the sea!
How may a mortal man face and defeat the kraken?
We're on a mission from God.
Party, I'm more like a riot.
Let no joyful voice be heard. Let no man look up at the sky with hope. And let this day be cursed by we who ready to wake. The Kraken!
Should I have released the Kraken? I'm totally having second thoughts right now. You're right, I'm being paranoid. You know what? Bring the Kraken back. I'm sorry, I'm freaking out.
Bitch, I'm back.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Glad to see me. I guess we're in the next life.
The boys are back in town.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
And we'd like to thank all the guys at
sonofcheese.com
for being so cool.
He's back, the band behind the best. And you crawl out of his world.
Welcome to the big show.
Release the Kraken.
It is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier in the very distant shadow of Pikes Peak. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered for your listening displeasure. And now without further ado, here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
You damn right. It's again time for another one of these episodes for which we really don't have much of a web presence. But with me, as always, Colin Burton from nowebpresence.com.
Hello, everybody.
Jessica Schlager of Action Bear Improv.
Whoop, whoop.
And, of course, my sister Heather, formerly of Matted Spam and currently Fargo's counter wench.
Hello!
And, Colin, I just want you to know that because you gave me shit for my blog being just a wasteland of broken links.
I didn't give you shit.
You gave me a little shit.
No.
I went and cleaned it up.
You're confused about your shit.
I went and cleaned it up. I went into the template. Now, I mean, Blogger was like, this template is expired. You have to choose a new template. And I was like, no, I'm gonna throw this into my text editing program and clean up the code, fix those broken links. So I haven't gone through every post that is broken, because there's still obviously a lot of images in posts, and that would take forever.
Yeah.
But the template itself, the site itself, like the guts of it, mm-hmm. not broken anymore.
Why didn't you want to just go to a new template?
I spent a lot of time building that template from scratch years and years ago, back
sometimes
before.
Sometimes you just got to let go.
But that's, you know, so like 2015. This template is totes 2004, customized by me.
I bet it's not responsive.
No, of course it's not responsive. Why the fuck would it be responsive? That, of course, is like 2015. What do you think I am, living in the present? I am living in the past, Colin. Mm. This blog is a relic from the past.
Okay.
The not-so-distant past, but the past.
Right.
Things move quickly now. You know this.
I do.
Right?
Yep.
I just pulled it up on my computer, and I am flabbergasted that I can see the header now.
Right.
Hey, I have my iPad. Let me see what it looks like on the iPad.
And there are actually links that look like they are active links.
They are active
blown
links.
Away.
Because I cleaned that motherfucker up. Sonofcheese.com lives again.
I can actually see some of the photos that I've never been able to see before.
I told you. I cleaned it up. I removed some of the things that no longer exist. Because there was a bunch of stuff linked in that sidebar, like some blog, you know, like blog.
Like under the linkies?
Blog aggregate stuff, yeah. Blog shares, of course, the fantasy blogging site that values your blog and then you can buy, sell, and trade in a fantasy realm. Blogs. My blog used to be valued. It's no longer listed, but I kept that listed on blog shares link.
But on the phone, there's no header or anything. It's very generic, but it does come up.
Yeah, well, it's because Blogger does have a mobile platform, and because I haven't chosen a new template.
Right.
It's
so you
not...
say you're going to have to now custom dev because most people read these things on their phones.
Yes, probably. But I just wanted to make sure that I could, you know, get the old one working before I jumped to a new one and had to start from scratch.
It looks wonderful.
Doesn't it? It's purple.
It is. There's a whole lot of wonderful purple. Purple and yellow. That's one of my favorite color combinations.
Yeah. Hey. Well, they're complementary. If any of you have ever seen a color wheel, you know that purple and orange, purple and yellow, they go together because they're on opposite sides of the color wheel. They're called complementary, kids. And if you've never taken color theory, well, now's a good time to start.
I just checked the link that you had for me, and I forgot that I still have a Blogspot Fizzle and Pop site.
Yeah, I checked that today, and it's up. I mean, your stuff is still out there for the world to see.
We can missing a chunk of about 3 years, but sure.
Yeah. Well, we can still get a little bit of an insight into your twisted mind.
Yeah.
Currently, I and Colin are enjoying Manhattans made with Axe and Oak whiskey. Axe and Oak is a local Colorado Springs whiskey. Ray Louie gave it to me as a gift, I think for Christmas, maybe my birthday. It's hard for me to... I can never rectify those two because I always get booze for both holidays. And it's very good. It's very smooth. It's leaning sweet as far as a whiskey goes. But Colorado whiskeys, in Colorado Springs especially, is coming into their own as far as distilleries are concerned. I mean, there's a ton of small craft distilleries popping up all over the country. But with Stranahan's, Axe and Oak, and 291, we're really killing it as far as whiskey's concerned.
Yeah, I think micro-distilling is like the great new thing now. Laws are loosening up. Like, brewing. If you want to open a brewery, you should have done it 10 years ago.
The brewing
distilling
market
is now the thing.
It is way too saturated now, especially in
Colorado.
It's
watered down.
Exactly.
Womp, womp.
I'm going to refrain any comments about local breweries.
That's a good move. That's a very good move. Speaking of local breweries, not going to say whom, but was talking with somebody who would love to open up a local brewery and ask them, what makes you special? And the response was, well, what makes anybody special? I do beer. It's like, well, you, sir, are going to fail and fail miserably, and I would love to be there when it happens.
That's like, I'm going to open a business. Oh, do you have a business plan? No, who needs one of those?
We're going to wing it. We're going to open the doors and make some goddamn money.
I plan to make, it's like those underpants gnomes from South Park.
Step one, step two, step three, not sure. Step four is profit. Goddamn
exactly.
Right. Yeah. He might as well just name it Underwear Gnome Brewery because that is his business plan.
You know, that would be something that would bring the people in.
It might. It might succeed in spite of itself.
You know what? Exactly. Not everybody is Ariel from Little Mermaid. Not everybody wants to be where the PBR.
Oh, ba-dum-bump.
Womp, womp. So, Heather, you haven't said a goddamn thing yet.
No, I have not. I said hi.
So what's been going on in your world?
Let's see. Not a heck of a lot. Just working.
Just working.
Working. Helped your son buy a costume today.
Yeah, he was cosplaying as Natasha Romanoff, the Black Widow.
Wonderful.
One of the best Black Widow costumes I think I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've seen some pretty good ones, having hosted two Marvel quizzes. Yeah, people coming as Black Widow, but he's giving it his all.
Yeah, he could probably give him a run for the money in the dance contests.
Yeah, he doesn't go halfway. He does not go halfway.
Oh no, he does not half-ass anything when it comes to costumes, when it comes to Legos. In fact, we have a Lego report from Max. He desperately wanted to be on the podcast, but he doesn't have a real long attention span. Not a lot of attention span, so I told him, hey, let's pre-record a segment. So here is Max with a Lego report.
Everything is awesome.
Legos are an amazing creation and they're made by men. And they're like little tiny people, except you can take off their heads and take off their torsos and legs and hats and hair. And you can make them into incredible stuff. And there's also Lego bricks that you can make. You can make houses or a car, anything else, anything like that. And there are also Lego sets that you get sold separate. And usually you can sometimes get Lego guys and Lego books. And You can also get a, like, you can get an Avenger set, a Lego Hobbit set, like, any, and I haven't seen a Game of Thrones, but, no. But I have seen Minecraft sets a lot, and I've seen Lego Creator, Lego Duplo, which is just bigger Legos, pretty much. You can't disconnect anything except the bricks. And, yeah, so, pretty much, that's, there's also Avengers sets that I really like that I have. I've like the one with, I have one with Thor and Hawkeye and Hydra Henchman from Age of Ultron, and that one's pretty cool, so, yeah. Pretty much, that's pretty much it for Lego.
So if you've ever wanted to hear a seven-year-old spew stream of consciousness about Legos, there you go. That is the Lego report this week.
I want to know how he knows about Game of Thrones.
Plus, talk about a perfect one, because Sean Bean's character, you could just take off his head.
You could, Oh my gosh, you could just take off his head, his hair, whatever, just take it off. Just... However he gets killed in whatever show he's in.
In front of his little Lego daughter.
They'd have to make special pikes that you can put Lego heads on.
Yeah, just little Lego heads piked up.
That would be a brilliant Lego set, Lego, if you're listening.
You
make a Game
worst.
Of Thrones set. We so want good. King's Landing. I so want the wall. Good. Oh my god, I would buy the wall. That would be so cool.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, though, my mother is, well, she's the most unintentionally funny person on the planet, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And she has a very succinct way of describing entertainment. The thing I always bring up when people ask, what's your mom like? I say, well, have you ever seen 310 to Yuma? And then I tell them, her description of the movie is, well, there's this train, see? And at 310, goes to Yuma.
Goes to Yuma.
So my mom is going to be a regular contributor as well. Fangirl Corner, she is going to describe a sci-fi or geeky show that she's been indulging in, and this week's update, conveniently, Game of Thrones.
Heather started me watching on Game of Thrones back in 2013, so I was laid up at the time, so I had nothing else to do but watch one after the other after the other, and after a while I had to quit because it was so gory, it's so bloody and so depressing. I hate the wall. I don't ever want to see that snow again. I hate the wall. But I love Jon Snow. The last one I just watched, I don't know, it was the last of the season something. And I love the little dwarf. I really like that little guy. But he he made the stupid bet, and the guy was dancing around. Instead of just killing off the big guy, he let him kill him. Punched his eyes out. How gory was that? I just hated that. And so then I think the little dwarf's going to die. But no, he goes and he escapes somehow. I think his brother helped him. And so his dad, which I hate him most of all, of everybody in that whole show, I hate the dad the most. He finds him sitting on the pot and he takes a bow of some kind. Crossbow, yes. And shoots him on the toilet. I love that. So that's Game of Thrones.
Karen Knight for Fangirl Corner, describing Game of Thrones.
She pretty much nailed it.
She did. Totally nailed it. Nailed the entire series up until, I believe, the end of last season.
Yeah.
She
omitted so no spoilers,
the, she
guys.
Omitted the boobs, but that was about it.
Yeah, she talked a lot about the gore. So well, she said she didn't like the gore. Maybe she liked the boobs. It wasn't the boobs that made her stop watching. It was the gore. And we're not talking about Al Gore, either.
It is pretty gory.
Yeah, well, it's...
I definitely had a couple of moments where I was like,
I watched the fight she was describing versus Oberyn Martell and the Mountain Clegane repeatedly. And yeah, it's disgusting. But it's also a wonderful use of sound effects. It's like a cattle... It's like an overripe cantaloupe being crushed very forcibly. I liked it a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
You're staring at me. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
We're way behind on Game of Thrones.
How far behind?
Oh, man, we totally just spoiled it.
Spoiler alert.
Not really.
People die.
Hashtag season spoiler alert, everybody dies.
Yeah, just let's.
We haven't fully watched season 3, right?
Well, let's not even go towards season 5 yet, because I'm in that right now.
You're so season 5, you're in season 5.
I'm in it.
We've seen season 3. We haven't watched season 4, because season 5 just
I didn't think we got all of season 3 I think we only watched like the first 2 or 3 episodes of 3.
I think Mom was describing season 4 there.
Yeah, she was describing the last couple episodes of season
4. Hey, at least you know the dwarf doesn't die.
Yeah.
I knew that. I've read the books.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was also unclear who got shot on the pot, but...
Well, that's good
the
then.
The dad.
Yeah.
Oh, you spoiled it.
But which dad?
Yeah, right.
Maybe Sean Bean
came
back.
There's only a few
back.
Left.
The yeah. Sean Bean comes
well,
back.
Well, you don't know how many of them become dads, either.
That's true. Right. You don't know. There's so much that happens in... What is this, Westeros?
Yes.
Yes.
Westeros. We had a Game of Thrones quiz, but you hosted and I score kept, so, you know, I didn't have to know anything.
It was super fun. I spent a lot of time looking up pronunciations, because at that point, I had only read the first two books. I hadn't seen any of the actual TV series.
Nice.
And so I was afraid I was going to pronounce things as I had been saying them in my head, which I'm sure was completely wrong, and it turned out most of them were.
And the uber super hardcore fans will always correct you if you say something wrong. But then you can throw it back at them. Well, if you know how to pronounce it, you know the answer, so shut up. Regular feature we're going to start today, by the way, is I've been getting some really super spam emails, like some really great spam emails. I'm going to read two of them for you now, but I'm going to need to set the mood. This first one comes to me from Inna, I-N-N-A. I'll read it in her voice.
How are you? How are you today? What is your name? My name is Inna. It was really interesting for me to read your profile. I suppose that you are a very smart and considerate person. Do you want to chat with me? I hope that in the near future we will talk with you. Do you have Yahoo or Skype? Write to me, well.
What I take offense to is that it was sent to me. How are you? How are you today? What is your name? Well, if you say you've been read my profile, you should know my name, right?
Profile 101.
Yeah, and profile where? Where you got profiles there, Derek?
All over the place. But I got another one though. Another one from Alois.
Alois?
Just Lois.
Oh. Okay.
A singular Lois.
Oh, okay.
Not the Lois.
Not a group of Loi.
Hi, Derek. How are you? My name is Lois. I am 25 years old. I am from Chongqing. I like your page. How often do you visit the site? I really want to communicate with you. I am good at Thai massage. And really like to eat fish. What about you? I guess that we will have many topics to talk about. Do you have some social networks? I will be waiting for your letter. Best wishes, Lois.
As it happens, I have a pocket full of social networks.
And of course, who doesn't love to eat fish? And
right?
Is that a euphemism?
I
probably.
Don't know. You might have a lot in common with Lois.
Well, way more so than Inna.
It's true.
I mean,
true.
There's no doubt there.
Lois had a little bit of depth, at least.
Yeah, like she had actually figured out my name. That's opened with my name.
And she obviously knows how to mail merge. That's a skill.
And she's from Chongqing, which is not just... an American canned brand of Chinese food anymore. So if you get any good spam emails, Colin.
Oh, I've got a lot of them. Yeah.
Send them my way.
Okay.
I'm so always...
I will spam you with spam.
Amazed. I've got so great spam filter, so I don't get too much spam, but I'm always fascinated by the suggested items in my feed, like in Facebook, how it has suggested. Because I will purposely sometimes go to websites just to mess with it to see if they'll come up. I'm apparently to Facebook probably in my 70s. I need a lot of prescription medications and possibly diapers, adult diapers. That's come up a couple times. Colonics always comes up in my Groupon offerings. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, that's what you want a Groupon for, is a colonic.
I think the best, you know how Groupon will send you like the highlights notification that's just like, here's your top offers for today or whatever. My favorite one was a combination of custom pearl necklace and colonics.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. Now, is this a ZZ Top style pearl necklace?
It turned out to be like a shitty things remembered sort of thing, but I don't even think they knew what they were doing.
Clearly. Well, there's so many products that you have to think, did they not have a meeting about this?
And yet I clicked on it.
I mean, just...
So they won.
They win. The terrorists win in that case. So what's been going on with you, Colin?
Not a lot. Work. A lot of work.
Yeah.
Considering getting back into drawing somehow, in some way. But
yeah, well, yeah, you were supposed to be doing like a drawing a day or something that was, for a while.
That was like in 2012, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
God, how time flies.
It does.
How long did that last?
Pretty close to 8 months. I did pretty good.
Yeah. What was your original stated goal for that?
A year. One a day for a year.
So you failed. So.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I failed miserably.
Don't fail this time.
I'm not going to set a goal like that this time, so I won't.
Don't strive for anything and you'll never fail.
Do you not remember what my kindergarten teacher said about me?
Oh my God. Heather, explain that.
Okay. Last week we were at Colin's mother's house, and somehow everybody's childhood boxes got brought out with pictures and report cards and schoolwork. I knew you were going to say that. And one of them had Colin's kindergarten report card in it. And the teacher was saying how he was a very bright student, but he didn't enjoy anything that was competitive, that he didn't like anything that he didn't excel at, and his biggest, the thing he was worst at was social skills.
He ain't got social. What we call the social skills.
Luckily, I grew out of all of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a well-adjusted person.
Yeah,
today.
None of this represents the Colin we know today.
Nope. Not at all.
At all.
Nope.
So I'm curious about others of you. Did you have teachers say terrible things about you that you remember on report cards? Or?
Well, only... So this wasn't like... this wasn't my childhood box. This is his family.
I know.
I'm
just asking if you guys remember anything. If you
honestly, every teacher thought I was the bee's knees, to the point where the other kids hated me because I was the kid who was smart and was getting extra stuff to do and was in the gifted and talented program. And yeah, you're a fat kid with an afro and you're smarter than everybody in your class. It's not a recipe for being the alpha male. But all the teachers love me. In fact, still to this day, they'll go into Fargo's and see Heather and ask about me.
His kindergarten teacher. How long ago was that? She remembers him.
A long time
ago. How is Derek? What is he doing? I still think of him. And I still have his drawings that he made. And, you know.
Clearly.
I don't know. To leave that kind of an impression, I think you have to, like,
It's
traumatize somebody.
Some of it might be a Mrs. Robinson thing going on. I don't know. But I don't apologize. No apologies. No regrets.
What about you, Heather?
I never talked in school. I mean, I never did anything in school. So all
she
of
was
my...
like the little kid in Scrooged.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't talk. And so all my report cards, you know, basically were like, you know, Heather is a very quiet student. She does all her work. She never misses a day of school, because I never did, unless we went on a vacation. So that was about it.
One time we missed school to go to Disneyland.
Hell yeah, we did. Yeah.
How about you, Jess?
I was, much like Derek, I was the smart fat kid.
Yes!
I was the one that by high school, the teachers were actually giving me their money and me paying me to go pick up lunch for them. Like, I actually got a pass to skip class because I would go pick up, like, fast food and bring it back to the teacher's lounge because they knew that...
You could be trusted.
I could be trusted, and I was just beyond whatever it was that they were teaching. Although I did have my fourth grade teacher told my mom that I needed to see a psychologist because I refused to talk to any of the other kids, and instead I would sit on the playground during recess and read. And I wasn't social. And really, it's because all the other kids were morons, but yeah.
Yeah, I had very few friends specifically. There were a lot of times I can remember we could check out sports equipment on the way out to the playground, and I would always check out a basketball, and I would spend the entire recess just standing by the wall spinning the basketball on my finger. I had a friend for a while that was into pro wrestling, and so we would wrestle, and one time I ran his head into the brick wall. And that was bad, but it was an accident. But then he moved away, so I had to go back to spinning a basketball.
Womp, womp. Plus, all the kids that wanted to play with a basketball would be glaring at you spinning it.
I mean, sometimes I would join the group, like if we'd play Smear the Queer on the blacktop. That was always fun.
It's not an appropriate game anymore.
That's what they say, and it's probably partially due to the name, but also mostly due to the fact that it's really dangerous.
Yeah, it's you know how like it's played rugby for children.
You throw a ball. You got a group of kids on the blacktop. You throw a ball high in the air. Whoever catches it is suddenly the queer, and your job as the rest of humanity is to smear said queer. So queer has to run like shit all over the place lest they get smeared. And I can't remember how the turn was up, like what was the designated period of time before you could throw that ball up in the air again. But most of the time, just through sheer numbers and attrition, everybody who caught the ball at least one time got smeared all over the blacktop.
Yeah, you get dogpiled.
What was the motivation to be the one to catch this ball?
Well, you didn't really have a choice. You couldn't let it hit the ground.
And I mean, really...
Why not?
Because the ground is lava? I don't know.
If you think about it, this was sort of an old school pre-training drill for kids to learn how to catch, like, and return a football, I think.
Well, sure.
Is where it came from. It's like you're catching a kickoff, pretty much.
Essentially, yeah.
Except you can get tackled.
Right. Well, you...
Which you can if you're
kicking. Which you can in kickoff, too. In fact.
Shows you how much I know about football.
That's where most of the injuries occur, actually. And right. That's why the NFL, in recent years, has moved the line for kickoffs forward to encourage more touchbacks. Because most injuries, most catastrophic, career-ending, most paralyzation happens on kick returns because these highly trained, finely tuned, massive athletes are running full sprint down the field and just crashing headlong into other finely tuned, massive athletes. And the human body can only stand so much impact at that speed.
So every time I see a kick return in football now, all I can think of is Smear the Queer. Because that's what it is.
Then my job is
absolutely
done.
Absolutely what it is.
Yes.
And it's...
If we've learned anything today...
A terrible, inappropriate nomenclature that should be destroyed.
The definition of it is just different.
That's true.
That's the definition.
Too bad you can't just call a fair catch and be good.
Not in Smear the Queer. You can in the NFL, though. Sure as shit.
I'm actually very impressed that Colin did a football reference and...
And did it properly.
Did it properly.
Without stuttering or anything.
Well, you've gotten him in... It's sad that I have to say this, but you have gotten him into sports more he was before.
No.
At least
probably
you...
Probably not.
I'll bet by osmosis you understand them more.
Not really.
No? You don't think so?
No.
You just made a flawless football reference.
I know, but I'm not totally incompetent. I mean, I used to watch football back when I was in the Air Force.
Yeah. For lack of anything better to do?
Kinda, yeah.
Because you didn't have control over the TV?
Pretty much, yeah. In the dorm, yeah. Basic training and stuff. we just...
What he's saying is he got outvoted like 15 to 1.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I want to watch Doctor Who. Shut up, nerd. We're watching football. Fair? Is that a fair assessment of your time in the Air Force?
Oh, sure. Let's call it that.
Let's call it that. Again, Colin doesn't... Little Colin doesn't like anything competitive.
Unless I'm really good at it, yeah.
Right. True, yes.
He doesn't like things that he doesn't excel at.
Excel at, right.
Yep.
So, shortlist, what do you like?
I like gaming.
That's a pretty broad spectrum of things, though.
Well, you said shortlist, and that's as short as I can get it. Just keep staring at me then. Why don't you?
I am.
I know. I like movies. I like games. I like reading. I used to like riding a motorcycle, but now I'm going to sell mine.
Really? Why is that?
These roads are crap. These drivers are assholes. And I know of too many people who have been injured or killed lately. So
I'm with you on the last... I mean, soon. I can't argue with you on any of those points, for sure. The roads were in awful, awful shape after this past winter. Yeah. And, yeah, every day is a challenge of not having any sort of road rage incident the way people drive around here. But I have seen way too many motorcycle accidents to ever think that I would be safe on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
There's just no way. And it's literally just not having a death wish. I don't want to own a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I don't. And you have an interesting perspective on that as well, I think, don't you?
Me?
You.
I have an M on my license, but I haven't ridden one in a really long time. Now, my mother used to be very, very into Harley-Davidson culture, and Riders for Justice was a local group in northern Colorado. I think they're actually statewide now, but yeah, she used to ride a lot, and I've been out on some trips, not very long ones, but it's definitely... I enjoy riding a motorcycle. It's fun. It's exhilarating. But I agree, the traffic is terrifying. Other drivers are terrifying. And the fact that you're completely exposed, like, it doesn't matter how much equipment you have as a motorcyclist, you will never be safe in the same way you are in a car. You know, that said, there's plenty of car accidents, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying my odds of surviving a car accident are greater than my odds of surviving a
motorcycle.
Well, and part of the reason for me for saying I don't think I would be good on a motorcycle is on long trips, I have fallen asleep behind the wheel.
And you're not going to fall asleep on a motorcycle.
You can recover from that. You can't.
I don't think you can recover from falling asleep on a motorcycle.
To try driving with like a 70 mile per hour wind in your face with a pair of sunglasses on and see if you can fall asleep.
Yeah.
I fell asleep getting a tattoo once.
Still not the same.
No, I'm not saying it is, but I mean that's just a level of it's a level of stimulus though that I mean I've seen videos of people online getting tattoos that clearly shouldn't have gotten tattoos.
It speaks to a combination of your inhuman tolerance to pain and your ability to forcefully relax.
Yeah, well, it's a defense mechanism. I mean, if I feel threatened in some way, I will go to sleep.
I feel threatened. Do whatever you want. Well,
let me qualify that. If I feel like my life is in danger, but I know I have no control over the situation, like if I'm driving with Uncle Ray,
uh-huh.
Or if back in the day riding while Troy was driving,
yes.
Falling asleep was the best option because otherwise you'd just be in the back seat, tensed up, thinking, my God, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? How did you ever get a license?
So and you so you just yourself.
Go. To sleep.
You conditioned yourself to fall asleep in tense situations.
It makes it go by so much faster. You wake up and you're there.
Or not. And then you never woke up, right?
Exactly, but you wouldn't see it coming. So it wouldn't be so traumatic. You'd wake up, or you wouldn't. And who knows what's after this life? Maybe we just fade into darkness. Maybe we just fade to black.
Nah. I don't think so.
What do you believe?
Oh, this is getting heavy.
What?
This just got
that
heavy.
You're wrong.
Well, just because you could, that's too broad. What do you believe? What do you think happens when we die?
I don't know, obviously.
I don't either. But what do you
I feel that we go think? On in some way or another.
I'd like to think that. It feels so...
Otherwise...
It feels so damn final to just end, to just cease to be. I mean, it's been a long road the last 10 years for me, from totally, thoroughly believing that I was a Christian to now thinking I'm mostly an atheist. But still, just this whole not being, the ceasing to be, I don't like it. I don't want it.
Right.
But there's also, I've always believed, though, from day one, that reincarnation is an option. And this is mostly based on some weird memories that I've had since I was a kid, based on things that I would have no way of knowing about. That's a really heavy topic for a completely different show.
Okay.
You keep looking at the mic like you're going to say something.
So she shakes her head and doesn't say anything.
You are good at this theater of the mind stuff, I'll tell you.
I just could feel the pending cue. It's going to have to happen on another show.
Yep, it will, because that's too deep of a topic to cover in like 2 minutes. But it's been fun being back behind the mics. And see, we kept our promise. We said we'd be back, and we were back.
And that's it.
That's it. I'm Derek Knight, actionbearimprov.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton with no web presence.
Actually, apparently I still have a web presence.
Oh, that's true. fizzleandpop.blogspot.com. My sister, Heather.
Bye.
Well, somebody's got to have the official sign off.
Come on now.
Jessica from Action Bear Improv. It's Fuck Montrose.
I want your sister to say it. She just
fuck
won't
Montrose.
Do it.
Fuck Montrose. Fuck Montrose.
Oh, you guys. All right, kids. We will be back again soon enough.